Your genome contains all of your genetic information. If you imagine that your genome is a manual of how to build you, then the language it is written in is DNA, and the DNA is organized into genes, which are like the paragraphs, and chromosomes, which are like the chapters. Your genes tell your body how to make all its proteins. Proteins are large, complex molecules that play many critical roles in the body. Your personal genetic manual is pretty long. The Human Genome Project estimated that humans have between 20,000 and 25,000 genes. But what is the minimum number of genes needed for life? Well, 473 is the current answer, according to synthetic biologists. To get this number, they started with a very simple bacterium, which had around 900 genes. And then they gradually deleted genes until they got to 473. They found that if they continued deleting any more genes, the bacteria stopped duplicating and were no longer classed as alive. But of those 473 genes, which make up the minimal genome, scientists still didn't know what nearly a third of them, 149, did. But now, Mark Woss and his team at the University of Kent think they have worked out the specific functions of at least some of the mystery genes, that is, what proteins they produce. How did Mark's team go about this?
We used a range of 22 different computational methods. So each of these methods predicts a different property or feature of proteins. And so we combined the results from these 22 methods together to try and make overall predictions for the function of each of the proteins.
But if they don't know what the genes do, how do they model them with a computer?
We take the gene or the protein and we effectively compare it to other proteins that we know what they do. Like searching a database, trying to find a match, and that then provides us information that may relate to the protein of unknown function.
Using these methods, they identified the function of 66 of the mystery proteins. They found that most of them were involved in transporting molecules into and out of the cell. This finding led the group to the conclusion that the 473 genes in the minimal genome can be divided into two groups.
The first is a set that are essential for life, and that probably you would expect to find those in every individual species. Then there's a second set that are related to the environment in which the bacterium or the species grows. And so the minimal genome may be slightly different depending on the environment for different species, and also for the same species growing in different environments.
Imagine you are packing for a holiday. You could divide your packing into two distinct groups. Firstly, the essentials you need for any holiday, underwear, toothbrush. And secondly, the specifics you need for a certain type of holiday, like your ski jacket or your bikini. If someone took you on a surprise holiday, you'd have to take everything with you, just in case. But if you knew where you were going, you could pack more lightly. The minimum genes a bacterium needs to survive depends on the environment that it is in. But naturally occurring bacteria might contain a range of genes needed to survive in several different environments.
Normally, the bacterium would have lots of metabolic enzymes, those are proteins, that perform processes to change metabolites. So in making the minimal genome, because it's grown in this nutrient-rich environment, lots of those genes involved in metabolism have been removed, making it essential that you have these transporters that transport nutrients into the cell and also enable the waste products produced in the cell to be removed outside of the cell.
This research is helping us to understand what are the minimal processes needed for life.
People are developing minimal genomes for other bacterial species, for example, like E. coli. So we would be interested in looking at the overlap in the genes between those different species so that we can come up with this real essential set of genes in any minimal genome.
But if you've been paying attention, 149 minus 66, that still leaves 83 unknowns. Mark says these are still a complete mystery. So, Mother Nature isn't revealing all her secrets just yet.
Music in the program is sponsored by Epidemic Sounds, perfect music for audio and video productions.